This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Free your mind!
Sex worker, and yes, it does.
In the most biblical sense, I am beyond repentance. Fang hooker,
sex worker,
wench, thou metamind.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Oh, God, begins to gather to me, which I will. I'm not a prostitute.
Sex workers,
but I can give you what you want.
That's a shotgun. Needs an outcome. I'm your prostitute.
Sex worker, damn it.
Go get some.
Tuned in to the Vixen Hour. Sex workers setting the record straight on Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Red Umbrella Radio.
Tuned into the Vixen Hour. The Vixen Hour is your weekly radio show that explores life issues and the world from a sex worker's perspective. This is your opportunity to challenge the stereotypes and prejudice that you may have about sex work and hear from the actual voices of sex workers ourselves. We are out loud and proud. This is the only community radio program in the world that is both publicly broadcasted directly to your radios and available online all the time that is 100% produced and presented by sex workers. Turn it up.
All discussions presented on Vixen Hour are made in the interest of community information and are not intended to induce any individual to seek employment in the sex industry. For more information in this area, we recommend individuals to get in contact with their local sex worker organisation. The Vixen Hour. Everyone has an opinion about sex work. Make yours an informed one.
Joy 94.9.
If at any point you would like to interact with the program, we would welcome that feedback. You can do that by sending us an SMS on 0427 Joy949. That's 0427 569949. You can give Robert at the front desk a call on 1300 Joy949. That's 1300 569949. Or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. It would be awesome to hear from you. And joining me in the studio tonight, I am a little bit croaky, so I am grateful for all of the help that I can get. So thank you for being here, Rani.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, very well. I'm not as croaky as you, so obviously I didn't do as much yelling yet on Sunday as you.
Yeah, so the reason I am croaky is I did do a little bit of yelling. We were at a little event.
A little do.
We were at Pride March yesterday. Were you at Pride March? Let us know. Text in 0427 569 949. Did you see us? We were there, and that was super fun. I did get a little bit sunburnt on my nose. I need some aloe vera.
I did on my legs.
Oh.
First time my legs have seen sun in years.
So you always forget a spot for sunscreen.
Sunscreen, that's
yeah.
Right.
Slip, slop, slap. Can't get everywhere though sometimes. So yes, we did go to Pride March. So I thought we would focus on whore pride.
Yay!
For a whole hour. And we'll hear from some of the people who joined us yesterday at Pride March to hear what their experience was like, as well as listen to a little vox pop that we put together asking people, well, as a sex worker, what makes them proud? So let's hear that now. You're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
Sex worker rights are human rights. Sex worker rights are human rights. Sex worker rights are human rights.
It's my body and it's my choice.
Because I don't think sexuality is a dirty thing, and because I think everyone should be able to have sex if they want it.
Part of my job, because I have a lot of fun with it and it's exciting and that I enjoy.
Sex workers are everywhere. From your makeup, fix your hair. Sex workers are everywhere.
What makes me proud to be a sex worker is the ability to have a really amazing community around me. Even though we all fight stigma and discrimination, we fight back and we're a really kick-ass community, and I am proud that my job lets me do all kinds of stuff I'd never be able to do if I wasn't a sex worker and have super flexible hours, and we get to wear really good outfits of pride.
No bad boys! Just bad boys! No bad boys! Just bad boys!
I'm proud of my job because I get to help men explore their kinks and fetishes, but done my way.
It's a needed service.
I can live life how I want to live it. Yay! Walking down the street, loud, proud, and visible.
Red and cash!
When do we want it?
Red front!
What?
And cash!
When do we want it?
Red front!
I'm proud of my job because it just reflects a part of me, and it's a way to express a part of me. I love me, and I love expressing me, and I love my job.
Aww. So those were the voices of some of the sex workers that joined a group that it's their sixth year of marching at Pride March, and that is sex workers, their lovers, their family and their friends. Rani, you were there.
My first time.
Your first time.
My very first time.
We might have a chat about what that was like in a minute, but maybe to start off, I thought I might ask, well, you were a part of that Vox Pop as well, but I might get you to expand on it a little bit now that you've got the opportunity. Yeah. So what makes you proud?
Proud to be a sex worker. Look, I think it's really, really skilled work that is unrecognised as such. You've got to be proud to have those skills because you make people feel good in the end.
Yeah,
you
know? And certainly I can totally relate to that. Like, you know, if I've done a job well, if I do a job really well, client's really happy, it does, it makes me proud.
Feel good.
Yeah. And you know, that you've actually worked to achieve something that, you know, that wasn't there before.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's certainly something that makes me feel proud. The other thing that gives me a lot of pride, and people have mentioned it in that Vox Pop, is that I get to hang out with really awesome people who are really, really inspiring.
I've never met so many awesome people in the one group.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, if you listen to, you know, if you hear some of the stigma and the stereotypes that have come through about sex workers and what some people's attitudes are towards them, and then you actually meet the people themselves, everyone has a really amazing story. And
they do, but they're all what we would term as normal people, you know. That was the one thing that made it easy for me to march, actually, with the stigma, considering the stigma. So it was for it was for sex workers and their friends, lovers and supporters.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that's a really safe way to participate.
That's right.
So it didn't mean that necessarily every single person who was in our group was a sex worker. And, you know, later in the hour we'll get to actually hear from someone who wasn't a sex worker.
Right.
But still chose to march alongside with us.
Yeah, you.
We do love our friends and our allies. And you know, when our families and partners march with us during Pride, I think that means something as well, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. I'm just wondering, you know, as part of the GLBTI community, do you identify as part of that community as well?
I do, I do, but that's not the main reason why I march. Oh, I think why I march in the Pride March. For me, it was, look, sex workers experience the same stigma, the same discrimination. We've been over this over and over, but it's all the same. And I wanted to be visible as a sex worker, not as my queer identity.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And certainly I think there's a lot in common between, like, homophobia and whorephobia. Like,
oh, it's, yes, yes.
It's all based on that sort of stigma and prejudice and, you know, based on people's sexuality. Or what they do. Yeah, behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to sort of challenge that stigma with pride.
Yeah.
Because if it's not pride, then what's the opposite of that? It's shame. And certainly I think a lot of people can relate to what that feels like, what the effect on, you know, people's lives and mental health that plays out. So
it doesn't make you feel good.
No, it doesn't.
No.
We've had an interesting SMS already.
Already?
Hot Pride March. It certainly was a hot day yesterday.
It was, but so, that set me off. I love the heat.
You're one of those people.
Those people, yes.
And it certainly did not keep away a massive crowd and, you know, lots of supporters as well as a lot of sex workers turning up. Reading today's Age, the new Human Rights Commissioner is an openly gay liberal. As sex workers, what impact do you think the gay liberals will have have in policy terms? Cheers. That's a really interesting question, and one that we'll try to unpack in like a minute. So I think from, you know, all sides of politics, I feel, you know, varying and different approaches to sex work. And certainly, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, one government is better or one political party is better. You know, as sex workers, I think we experience a whole range of issues in terms of civil liberties and human rights. And now each one of those political parties will prioritize something differently and will approach it differently. So that, I mean, When we talk about conservative governments getting in, I think there can be concern that human rights become deprioritized. Working with governments, I feel like, you know, as advocates, as lobbyists, as people talking about human rights working conditions, you have to be able to work with whatever government's in power, because, I mean, that's the way we'd have to approach it. So I'm...
What impact do we think it's going to have on the Liberal Party, on gay Liberals, actually, it says here?
So you would hope that if somebody has come from a community that has experienced things like stigma and discrimination, that experience would sort of inform things like policy. Like, you know, you would be supporting
anti-discrimination legislation.
It sounds good in theory. I know it doesn't happen in practice all of the time. And certainly, we were supposed to be talking about pride. How do we get into politics? That's weird. But look, you know, not all good things came under progressive governments. Things like decriminalisation and, you know, supporting anti-discrimination legislation can happen, you know, under a conservative government as well. So I think it's about not writing off, you know, the opportunity for progress. We went deep then.
That was good.
We do have to go to some messages now. You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We will get back to talking about whore pride, I promise.
I'm Dr. Brooke Mignanti, formerly known as Belle du Jour, and you're listening to the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it weeknights on Joy 94.9. Something for everybody.
Something for everybody indeed. You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. You're with a very croaky Christian. I apologise. I'm not my usual high-pitched, high-energy self. I'm going for the, you know, sexy husky
voice.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
You are with Christian and Rani. We are talking about whore pride, sex worker pride. Why is it important? All because we were at Pride March yesterday. Yay! I thought we might hear from somebody who joined us at Pride March, and that is the lovely Star. And she was kind enough to spend a few minutes after the march having a chat to us. Here's what Star had to say. You're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. So you're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We are on location. We are at the after party for Melbourne Pride March here in Katani Gardens in St Kilda. And we're talking to Star. Hi, Star.
Hi.
And so we've been marching as part of the sex workers group.
Yep, we have been. Yep.
I'm just wondering if you could sort of describe how the day went and what your impressions were of it.
Well, it was a good turnout as usual, and the crowd was always much more supportive than I think they will be, which is always cool. Like people are cheering us on and...
Does that surprise you that people would get behind it? Like, do you think people understand sort of, you know, sex workers are part of the community and that kind of stuff?
I don't actually think that they do quite yet. It does surprise me that there isn't more negativity. Like, in the back of my head, I almost expect to have something thrown at us for some reason. This is my third year doing the march, and each time I think I've secretly thought that someone was going to throw something.
Yeah, well, what does it mean for you as a sex worker that the response is, you know, unanimously positive?
I think it's just good positive feedback that, you know, being out and proud and just sort of having the balls, so to speak, to be out in the community and visible and being supported for that decision is really, it's just really nice actually to have that support.
And I think, like, one of the reasons I put together this group was it's hard for sex workers to take part in sort of a public display of, like, solidarity for their human rights. And I mean, when, like, talking to a few sex workers today, a lot of them work on Saturday nights, which makes it a bit of a challenge to get here. Do you think... So, you know, it takes extra work for sex workers to come. Would you agree with that?
I think for some, maybe. I mean, they're workers of all hours of the day. I mean, that's part of the industry's flexibility. But for me in particular, I am a night worker, so it was really hard even just being in the sun.
But obviously it's important to you because, I mean, you've come here 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
What do you get out of it?
Well, I almost didn't because of the heat, but I had to. I just had to. I just thought, I can't let the crew down. And just the visibility and just being out and proud, like, that's a bit cheesy, sorry, but, you know, just being like, yep, this is me, this is what I do, and just, you know, being out there.
That's amazing. So it was pretty awesome getting, like, a really cool bunch of sex workers together to do things like chanting and marching.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun as well, I find. It's sort of, these events, they always bring out the cheesy in me. I just, like, love everyone. But I think it sort of brings us together as well and sort of, yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favourite part of the march?
Just kind of being an attention whore, actually.
Amazing. Okay, so our group was sort of, we were up the back a little bit with a whole bunch of other groups. And what I sort of noticed was there are a lot of people who sort of like mingled in between groups. Do you think like sex workers are accepted among sort of certain groups in the GLBTI community? I mean, we were marching alongside Seahorse and Big Leather. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think we do. There are blurred lines sort of within those groups. But I also do think that certain groups of people are sort of more predisposed to being open-minded to our sort of work. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think people sort of can identify with the level of stigma and like how important acceptance is in the community?
Yeah, definitely. I think the experience of being stigmatised is a huge factor. Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for hanging out with us, Star, and having a chat. And thanks for your dedication. Like, 3 years in a row is a really massive effort.
Yeah, I almost melted, but didn't. And it was good. It was fun as usual. And everyone was really supportive. Yay!
And would you come back next year?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming back next year. Definitely.
Awesome. Hey, you're in the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. joy.org.au for the world.
You are with the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. That was the fabulous Star. Yay!
Yay!
Who's a very good friend of the Vixen Hour, very active sex worker, a bit of a glamazon, I think. Hi, Star, if you're listening. So, listening to that chat to Star, a few things came out for me. So, identifying groups that were, you know, more of our friends. So, I mean, we marched alongside a couple of trans groups, so Y Gender and Seahorse and Vic Leather. Do you think there are sort of different pockets in the GLBTI community who are, like, more supportive of sex workers?
I would have to say definitely yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In the days when I used to identify as a lesbian, I was rejected by my lesbian friends. So I imagine... Wow. That happens. It's not just happened to me. I know of other lesbian friends who it's happened to. But it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'd hear it these days because now that I'm a lot more out and proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christian, it's really funny. Being in that rally was fantastic in that it was 100% supportive. You know, when we've been involved in other rallies, going along the back of the rally, and as soon as the sex workers pass, then you hear all the comments made by the crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
There was none of that there, you know, and that was just fantastic.
So that, like, sort of community support was really important.
It was, it was, and that... Those little rejections just didn't seem to be there.
I think certainly at a community event like that, I think there's... I think because it is Pride March.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for a lot of people, they may have forgotten what that has meant, you know, as the GLBTI community. You know, being proud was a very... was a very gay thing to be. It was a very queer thing to be. Yeah. Like, you know, if you said the word pride, it was immediately sort of attached to being gay.
Yeah.
But for sex workers who sort of experience a different level of stigma and discrimination and prejudice, being proud is still a really, really important thing.
It is important and it's really difficult as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you get there, it is fantastic.
Yeah, so does that, you know, that sort of broad community-based support from the whole crowd, did it sort of, is this going to sound like a really weird question? I was going to say, does it make you feel normal? But what I meant is, did it make you feel more like everybody else, like you were part? Like,
of the community, yes. Of the community that was marching, whether that be lesbians or, you know, the dykes on bikes or the transgender groups, you know, it was... It just felt like we were part of that community.
Yeah.
And that was really wonderful. That's something I've not experienced before.
Yeah. So I think, you know, some people do question, you know, why do we still need a Pride March? Or they don't quite get it. But for groups that...
Like ours, I think it's really important because we're still invisible.
Mm-hmm.
As the community. And not only that, invisible, but we are certainly not wanted by a lot of people in the community.
Mm.
We're not wanted to be part of their community.
Yeah. So being open and visible is a sort of way of engaging with us and seeing
that
we are part of the community.
Hey, we're normal, we're okay, and we're hot.
Yeah. Literally. 41 degrees yesterday, my God. Probably why I'm still croaky. And I think it's like, it's not surprising that groups like, you know, like Vic Leather or the, you know, kink-based groups or Bi Alliance, hi guys, who are really supportive of us and did. There was a lot of intermingling between the groups.
There was.
Certainly in the assembly area. Yeah. You know, it was a really good chance to catch up with people from other groups.
That's right.
And see our friends over there as well as, you know.
Christian, you've been going a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what have you noticed is a difference, something different that was happening when they first started to now?
So when I first started, because, well, interestingly, you know, knowing sex workers who'd been part of, you know, the sex worker rights movement for a long time, I was able to ask people, oh, you know, did you guys go to Pride March? And a couple of friends of ours that we know said, oh, yeah, the last time I went to Pride March was, and it was this year, and I was like, wow, that was like 10 years ago. And people hadn't marched since. So I thought it was a really good, important opportunity to remind people, you know, sex workers are out there, still part of the community. And when I first registered the group 6 years ago, there was three of us who turned up.
Oh, wow. Well, when you look at the numbers yesterday.
Yeah, there was like, you know, over 20
can't
people.
Can't even count.
But the other thing was, I guess, it was this sort of broad support as well. You know, sometimes you feel like people clap and cheer because they're at Pride March and they just do that for everyone. But now they stop and we have awesome banners.
That's right. And as soon as they spot our banners, there goes the cheering and the clapping. And that's what really spun me out too. It was louder than anybody else's.
There was certainly a distinct change in volume in it as when the crowd did see us. What I sort of read that as is the crowd is sort of engaging with a lot of our messages. I mean, we've gotten better at putting those messages out there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly since doing things like, you know, the Festival of Sex Work and having our own radio show, Hello, people have been very receptive of that message and, have really wanted to show what that support was. So thank you for asking me what it was like for me. We've got to go to some messages now, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Rani, as somebody who first turned up, you know, this was their first Pride, I'm going to ask you what that experience was like for you.
Okay.
You're in the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. joy.org.au.
You're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We have had a couple of messages. Viscount from St Kilda rang. He was a sex worker in FNQ in the past and saw what he did as community work rather than just sex work. He was providing a service that was needed in the community. I think certainly somebody in the podcast said that, but yeah, I think that's a really good point and something I would be proud of. I think
it is, and it is a good reason to be proud
that you are, you know, providing a service
out
there. A
good service.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for your message. We've also got a message from Scotty. Hi, Christian and Rani. I feel sorry for not participating in Pride much. Oh, well, we did miss you because I've been absorbed in work and feeling withdrawn socially. Oh, I totally have those days, you know.
Don't we all? Oh,
yeah. It does take a lot of effort to get out there, and certainly at 41 degrees, even more effort. So don't feel bad.
we'll see you next year.
Yeah, we definitely will. And Scotty says, this year I really have to be more inclusive. And on New Year's Eve, I made a promise to my best friends to be a better friend this year. Love to you, Scotty. I love right back to you. You are a good friend. You message us a lot. Yes, that means a lot to us. If you would like to send us a message, just as Viscount and Scotty did, you can do so by texting in on 0427 JOY949. That's 0427 569 949, or giving Robert at the front desk a call on 1300 569 949. Thank you so much, Robert, for your support. An awesome volunteer, very loyal and dedicated to his work. And if you would like to volunteer, you can check out those opportunities on the Joy 94.9 website. That's joy.org.au, and click on the big volunteer button. It'd be awesome to have you on board. Yay! Let's talk about Pride again. Now, Rani, it was your first time there.
It was.
And I'm going to ask you, well, what made you want to come?
Because I'm at a point where I am really proud of sex workers and what they do.
Yeah.
And being a little bit fearful of my parents. Not maybe fearful is not the right word, but, you know, my parents are the only ones who don't know what I do.
Yeah.
So, and I was really proud to be there and not even have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it was just going to be like any other rally we go to, you know. But it was different. There was a lot more solidarity. There was a lot more genuine support from the other groups in the march there, and the public.
Yeah, wow.
I really felt that. And it was just amazing to walk down the street and not have a bottle of water thrown at you. Though it might have been nice for a few people that day.
Yeah, it was a little bit hot, huh? Were you surprised by anything at all?
All of it, I think, because I felt so different. I did feel proud, and I don't think I've walked down the street and not had my guard up against, you know, all the negative, like we do, like we're so used to doing.
Yeah.
I didn't have that up.
Yep.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. It was fantastic.
And was it hard for you to participate?
No, because it was under the banner of sex workers and their supporters and friends. And so for the people who were going to be horrible to me, I'm a supporter. Look, that's just one way of cheating for people who can't be out and proud to everyone in their life.
And I think certainly, I mean, we always talk about, you know, stigma, and I think, you know, being proud and expressing that pride is a way of challenging that stigma. But certainly we do have to find safe ways of being able to do that. I mean, and that's through, you know, the magic of radio is still a very safe media to sort of have this conversation in. And of course, like that sense of safety goes to things like how we would participate in events like Pride.
In public, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought we might hear from someone else who joined us at Pride March, and that is the fabulous Mistress Bella. And here is what she had to say. You're on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're with the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. You're with Christian, and I'm with the fabulous Mistress Bella. Hi, Mistress Bella.
Hello, Christian. How are you?
I'm good. How was your experience of Pride March today?
Oh, it was fantastic watching the support for the workers and all the other people. And, yeah, it's been really great. It's a great day down here, so everybody should have come down.
So you said there was a lot of support. Was the crowd really supportive, like, as you were marching through?
Yeah, they were. They were a bit sober this year. Last year, they
seemed a bit more drunker. But, yeah, no, they were a good crew this year and they supported us and it was great.
And so you've been coming to Pride March for a number of years now, marching with the sex workers.
Yep.
What does it mean for you to sort of be out here in public with other sex workers?
Okay, it's actually really liberating because I'm a femdom and obviously us femdoms, we kind of don't come out in public much. But, yeah, it's good. It's good to mix with our other workers and it's great to talk to other people in our same field as us. So it's great.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And every year it always, like, amazes me that you manage to bring at least one or two other people to come along and support us.
Yeah, I always bring my slaves with me. They're good boys, my slaves.
Fantastic. Is it a hard thing to do to try to bring... allies and people to come along and support.
Actually, no, it's really good. My boys are really excited and they're really proud and they're out and proud about our lifestyle. So for us, this is a chance for us to show everybody that, you know, because you have two husbands, you're still normal. So, yeah.
And still proud and still...
Yeah, I'm still out and proud and, yeah.
Excellent. And so you've been coming for a number of years now. I really wanted to admire you and thank you for coming out year after year. Is it a really important thing for you to do?
Yeah, it is. It's really important because I not only show the world me, but I show that there are other women like me that are empowered and we live amongst yous and we live life quite normally like the rest of you.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was going to ask, what was your favourite part of today?
I don't know. I'm always a big favourite of the dykes on the bikes, but I'd have to say the sex worker group this year really rocked because our chants were the best.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of a chant?
Sex worker rights are human rights. I'm not real good at the chants, but I join in.
Yeah, amazing. Is this sort of a really good time, like opportunity to meet other sex workers that you
haven't... it is. It is. Because I'm a dominatrix, it's good because I get to see the other dominatrixes that work in the parlours around Melbourne, so it's good to catch up and touch base with them and see how they're going.
Yeah, awesome. And would you come again next year?
Hell yeah. I come every year just to see Christian.
Well, thanks for chatting to us, Mistress Bella.
That's all right. Thank you for listening.
You're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
That was the awesome Mistress Bella joining us in Katani Gardens there at the end of Pride March. She is pretty awesome.
She is.
And what strikes me as really interesting, because kind of listening to both Star and Bella there, is they're incredibly different sex workers. And when I look back at the group who sort of marched, and there's a few photos floating around on Facebook, and, you know, if you see, like, the Pride March photos, you'll probably spot our group there. We had a really diverse range of sex workers. So, people didn't just come from one type of sex work. Like, we didn't just have all brothel workers or all private escorts. We had a bit of a mix, hey.
That's good. It's good to see because there's a lot of division in amongst the sex industry.
Yeah.
And it's good to pull all that together and be more inclusive of everyone.
Yeah, and stand together. And certainly, you know, that diversity also makes me proud because it means that, you know, we can do...
It's doable.
Yeah. And we can do anything and everything. And, you know, we can still, take part harmoniously in this community expression of pride.
Yeah. With love, amazing things can happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really well said. Bella did mention the chants.
The chants. Wasn't the chants fantastic?
What
was your favourite one?
Oh, look, sex workers always have really fun chants at different rallies. So a couple of, like, old traditional favourites came out, like, as Bella said, sex worker rights are human rights.
Yeah.
We did play some of them in our Vox Pop. We also had...
Okay, so what was there? There was, what do we want?
Cash and rights.
When do we want them?
Up front.
Yay!
As well as being absolutely hysterical, I think I'm really proud of that chant because we kind of made it up on the spot.
It was fantastic, yeah.
Oh, and there are other ones like, you know, no bad whores, just bad laws.
And
grab your makeup.
Fix your hair. Sex workers are everywhere.
That's a fun one too. So, yeah, like, and, you know, those are really good, positive, often hilarious messages that we send out there. And as we said before, the crowd was just really responsive.
step really into it, you know, would chant along with us sometimes. So, yeah, that was a really awesome part of the day.
It was good. It was good.
It was a beautiful day. You're in the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
A voice for sex workers. The Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Your community is our business.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. It's late and I'm probably heat struck still.
Still from yesterday.
It was a pretty awesome day. I did. And it was really relaxed in Katani Gardens after, and everyone's just, you know, hanging about, chilling out on the.
What was your favourite bit of the day?
Oh, wow. There's. I think doing the actual march itself.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for people who watch, for, you know, the audience who watch the people parading through, and I'm sure that's a really fun experience. And, I mean, I remember when I used to do that and that was really cool. And, you know, just hanging out with your friends in St. Kilda and just, you know, making a bit of a day of it. That's really awesome. But if you're on the other side, and we totally invite people to participate, and I really love how, it's one of the differences between Pride March and Mardi Gras is it's a lot more grassroots. There isn't a barrier between the crowd and the group, and if people wanted to, they could just jump
in the queue
and just join a group, like if they felt like they really wanted to support someone, they would do that. And certainly in previous years our group got bigger and bigger and bigger because more people wanted to march along with us, and that was super fun. But it's walking down with your mates and the crowd just doing nothing but cheering for you.
It's a good time all around.
So for people who didn't go, you should check it out. It's
even in the heat.
I know. We did it. In heels, some of us. Not me, but others.
Not me either.
But I think that's the thing. You could get as dressed up as you wanted to. You didn't have to, it didn't have to be a hard thing.
Wear what you want.
Yeah. It's a completely low-key, grassroots, awesome day. And you should take part in it. Speaking of taking part in it, we were joined by someone who wasn't a sex worker in our group. And I think it was really super cool to have them come along. So we're going to hear from them now. This is Kathy, and you're on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. So you're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We are in Katani Gardens at the after party of Pride March. We're speaking with Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
G'day, Christian. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. And you marched alongside the sex workers group.
I did, and I love marching alongside the sex workers group. I'm very proud of sex workers and the job they do.
Fantastic. Now, you don't identify as a sex worker?
I don't. It has something that I am looking into, but at this moment in time, no, I don't. I definitely identify as an ally and very good friend, especially to vixens. So.
Oh, fantastic. And this isn't the first time you've marched with the sex worker group at Pride March.
No, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I love marching. Being a person with a disability, I find you... sex workers so inclusive, and the work that you do is so important, especially for people with disabilities, that I wouldn't be anywhere else on Pride Day. So
fantastic. And so what does it mean for you to actually be marching alongside sex workers in such a public way, to like publicly show your support for them?
It's a great question, Christian. Look, I believe in human rights. I'm a strong believer in human rights. I'm a strong believer in decriminalisation, and so that's why I want to show my support in that way. That if this is one way I can show my support and be a part of it, that's what I'll do. Because I want to be a part of supporting vixens and their work as much as I possibly can. And I'm proud. I'm proud to show my support.
That's incredible. And would you come back again next year?
Oh, God, yes. Definitely, definitely. Yep. I will definitely be here, and it'd be anything for you guys. Definitely.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to us, Kath.
No worries. Thank you.
You're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
Bringing you more of your community. Joy 94.9.
That was the fabulous Kathy, a non-sex worker.
Yay.
Marching alongside sex workers. Do you think it's important for the community to see that we do have allies?
Of course it is. Was that a silly question I just...
Sometimes I ask hard questions and sometimes I don't.
No, look, it is... Mm-hmm. I think it's really important because they see us as not being as being approachable mm-hmm. then, and that we are just like them. We have friends just like them, mm-hmm. and we're not the big bad ogres that we're made out to be.
Absolutely. I mean, it's nice to have friends, but it's also nice that people can see that we have friends. And certainly, yeah. Kathy, as somebody with a disability, you know, who knows what it's like when, you know, people ignore your human rights, don't recognise, you know, the wholeness of your humanity. And then identifying sex workers as a group that does that.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of warm, makes you feel warm inside.
Doesn't it? And certainly, I think, almost entirely appropriately, makes us feel proud.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's really important that our friends and allies do sort of stand up and say, hey, we sort of accept sex workers as part of the community.
Yeah.
You know, whenever they can.
And turn up to these events.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's not just public events, hey, that, you know, allies can be supportive of sex workers.
No.
Mm. So in your mind, how do you see allies be supportive of us, like sort of in everyday life?
In everyday life. They can call us sex workers and not prostitutes.
Yeah, so using appropriate language. And certainly we have spoken about that on previous shows. And I think, you know, what I see is amazing is that, you know, non-sex workers are starting to, like, pull people up when they do use inappropriate language.
And that's where I was leading to. Hmm. When people are being inappropriate about sex workers, mm-hmm. say something.
Yeah. And it's nice to see, you know, not just, it can happen in a one-on-one situation, but like the instances that, you know, we've been able to see it happen is things like on social media, so on Twitter and Facebook, that message of, you know, use the more appropriate language that actually supports our human rights is getting through. And yeah, it's sometimes nice to see non-sex workers have that conversation.
It just demonstrates respect.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think the other thing that sort of came up for Kathy was, you know, if you are a part of a community who, for her, I think she was very much saying she supports a lot of the work that we do, and mm-hmm. she recognises mm-hmm. that, you know, sometimes it's not easy to do this advocacy stuff.
That's right. And I think she'd also recognise how important our job is to a lot of people, you know. I think there's a lot of people out there who haven't got an intimate partner that mm-hmm. they can share or explore things with.
Mm.
And why should they miss out?
Yeah. Yeah, and certainly that's something that Star said in her little chat with us, and also came up in the Vox Pop that it is, and certainly Vicount even messaged in saying that it's a much needed service in the community. And, you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, that's where pride comes from. It's like, oh, I am part of this. This is what I can give back.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I can put my hand up and say that's what I gave back, I'll be proud of that.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yay.
What are other ways, I guess, the community can be supportive of sex workers?
They could lobby the government to fund Vixen.
Well, certainly you've heard some CSAs of some, you know, community groups, and, you know, I think it is important to realise that, I mean, we have a radio show, and the group Vixen, you know, when I registered the group for Pride March, one of the things that I do is I don't register it as Vixen. I mean, Vixen members turn up and, you know, are supportive and stuff. But the reason, I guess, I just gave it a generic name, you know, it was just called Sex Workers, Our Families, Our Lovers, Our Friends, was to just show that, you know, it's not a brand, sex worker, or it's not, you know, this organisation that is, you know, that has lots of structure and hierarchy and people have positions and stuff. Sex workers are just part of the community. And so when we march in groups
right. And look what Vixen does without money.
Yeah.
So that's why the only reason I suggested that, partly in joke, but, you know, partly because imagine what we could do with funding.
Yeah. Yeah. And certainly in the past, sex workers did receive government funding in Victoria to do sort of this advocacy work and human rights work. In other areas around Australia, sex workers receive funding. So, I mean, it's nice that
it's not be all and end all.
No, that's right. And just because a group gets funding doesn't mean that they're, you know, the most proactive group either.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, for us, our little group who feel very passionately about our own human rights and, you know, our messages, we'll turn up, and we'll turn up for free in the stinking hot weather,
yeah.
You know, because it is important and we do believe in it. And certainly every single person that we spoke to tonight said that they would be back next year and they wouldn't be anywhere else or be part of any other group.
So. Well, I'm coming back. Definitely. So I'll be there next year.
As somebody who does organise this group and has been doing so for the past 6 years, I do want to say thank you to everybody who cheered us on, everybody who, you know, supported us yesterday at Pride March, and the people who turned up and marched along with us. That was a really awesome thing to do. And, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, and you guys make me proud.
Oh, yay.
Oh, and as I well, we are going to go to some messages now. You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
Weeknights on Joy 94.9. Sharing your passions.
You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. It's 4 minutes to 10, Rani.
It's gone so fast. Aww,
every week.
Time flies when you're having fun, as
absolutely.
They say.
We've got to wrap up one message. Hey there, is the March telecast on TV? Cheers. And that's a message from Melina. Unfortunately, it isn't telecast live, but I'm sure some community media outlets like Bent TV have recorded it. Don't quote me. Oh, God, they're probably going to start yelling at me now because I've dumped them in. But and certainly some people have like done little or you know, video recordings of it. So keep an eye out.
Best way to see it? Mm-hmm. Come along.
Oh, absolutely. Don't miss it.
No.
We'd love to see you there next year, Melina, if that's at all possible. You have been on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much, Rani, for
not
joining
me
tonight.
I had fun.
Proud.
Proud.
We will catch you again next week here on Joy 94.9. If you would like to stay connected to us all throughout the week, we are on social media at facebook.com/sexworkerradio. You can also follow us on Twitter at Vixen Hour. If you wanted to find our podcasts, they are all on the Joy 94.9 website. That's joy.org.au. If you click on programs, you'll find the program grid. And if you click on our name, the Vixen Hour, in the program grid, you'll see our page with all of our podcasts in it. You've been on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Courtney Trouble, and you're listening to the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.